put these three baked goods in order of preference. Donut, muffin, scone. 651-641-1071. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show, MyTalk 1071, streaming live at MyTalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
And Bradley, why are we asking people to do this hard work today?
Well, because I had a muffin over the weekend, and I also a while back had a scone. And I thought to myself, what's better, a muffin or a scone? And I also had a donut this weekend. It was really good. I know. Okay, so here's the thing.
By the way, as he's doing this, he's rocking side to side.
Yes, because it's true. Mm-hmm. No, I have very strong opinions about muffins and scones. And I was just like, okay, but let's throw all the breakfast treats together. Mm-hmm. Not all of them, but like the three main food
groups. Yeah, because like you didn't represent Danishes in this conversation, but that's fine. They're not mad about it.
Okay. 7,000-year-old woman. Nobody is picking Danish.
Okay, fine. Coffee cake isn't in there either. I know. I'm just
saying.
When
you go somewhere, likely you have three options. Yes. Donut, muffin, or scone. Which goes first? And the correct answers are donut, muffin, scone.
No.
What?
No.
What?
The correct order
is
muffin, donut, scone. Why are you looking at me like that? Why are you, what is
you
that
put
face?
Muffin before a donut?
1,000 times. Yes. I love a moist muffin.
Oh.
A good muffin. You know why? Here's why.
Oh my God. I don't know you.
Yeah, you do. Here's why. You can put butter on a muffin. You can, if you put butter on a
you
donut.
You can put butter on a donut if you really want to.
That would, no.
Well, you don't need to. You don't need to add anything to a donut. You eat the thing. If you got to put butter on something, it means it ain't good.
No, it means it's amazing and it's going to be amazinger. I love a muffin, like a nice, moist muffin. With
if I gave you a donut, a choice of a donut or a muffin, you are telling me with 100% sincerity that you are going to choose a muffin. Some
if you put a raised dryer
bran muffin.
A moist muffin. If you put in front of me a mammoth muffin from the Perkins and a raised glazed donut from fill-in-the-blank bakery.
But your favorite donut. Mm-hmm. Versus favorite. Your favorite muffin, you would pick a muffin.
Yeah, I probably would.
Oh my God.
Because you get to have two full experiences.
I don't need to get angry.
Bradley, you think you know somebody?
But scones are trash.
I really thought I knew her.
Scones are trash.
Well, we can agree on that. But Holly, I thought we knew her.
I thought we did too. But you know what?
It's always still me, you guys. I'm still me.
It's always wonderful to be surprised.
Mm. I think we're in a simulation.
Yeah, well, we are.
Who's on the phone?
Yeah, who do we have?
Jack's on the line.
Hello, Jack. Put them in order. Muffin, scone.
Who puts muffin first over donuts?
Whatever.
Oh, that's a crime. Okay, sorry.
Muffin, donut, scone.
I have an open mind, so I like multicultural scones, bisexual muffins, and the world's best donuts from Grand Marais, Minnesota.
Donuts last. Okay.
Thank you, Jack. Can you go through that order again? What was it? Donuts were last?
Yeah, donuts were last, which is all we need to talk about. Mm. We only need to take contention with donuts being last.
Okay,
I don't know where I am.
Again, Bradley, it's a simulation, so don't sweat it. Let's go to Eddie.
Hi, Eddie.
I thought I knew people.
Eddie, put them in order. Muffin, donut, scone.
No, that's not the question, but sure, okay.
What is it? Donut, muffin, scone? You want me to do it in your order?
Yeah, well, it's as written.
Sorry. Put them in order.
Scone.
What?
Scone, donut, muffin. And the reason scone is the best is because for breakfast, scone goes with coffee the better than the other two.
Wow. I do you have a favorite? Can I just inquire about your scone
preferences?
Like, what's your favorite scone flavor?
I would say like a blueberry pecan scone. So I like a lot of stuff in my scone.
Okay. You like lots of bits.
But not a muffin. But not a muffin first. I'm shocked.
Yeah. Yes. No,
nobody picks
muffin.
What was somebody just picked scone? scone, and we didn't think somebody was going to pick
also,
scone.
Also, I'm mortified that nobody has said the correct answer. I thought this was a slam dunk. Holly, who else is on the phone?
Nobody.
Okay, well, look at that.
But Bradley, I agree with you. Your order, donut, muffin, scone, is the most logical and also the most correct order, because if the best donut in the world versus the best muffin of the world. Yeah. Although, you know, a mammoth muffin, when you split it apart, Colleen, we'll give it to you.
You get
the juicy blueberries.
Because good, you get two, and you get like,
I'm not saying muffins are bad.
Here's why.
I'm saying in order, donuts are superior.
But here's the thing, and here, let me just argue my case. By the way, I do want you to know, and this is how you know I care. Panda is on your team as well. So you do have another team member. You have a team of three.
I think I have like 90% of the world, but okay, sure.
I'm just telling you what we know in this moment. There are three people on your team. My team that puts muffins first does so because when you eat a muffin, you have two completely different experiences. You have
the bad bottom experience.
I love the bad bottom. I love it. It is so, that is its own, but then you save the top for last.
Yeah, and if then you have get the to crunchy save the good crispies. Part for last, you're eating a substandard product.
You know, I don't need to sit here and listen to your muffin hatred. I would like to go back.
It's not muffin hatred. I put muffins second.
But that's because scones are trash. I mean, that's...
I would eat a
rock over a scone.
I see how you are. You're like, don't pick on my muffin, but scones can die a painful death.
Who else do we have on the line?
We have a couple more people. Let's go to Brenda first.
Hi, Brenda.
Hi, Brenda.
Brenda, who do you agree with? Hi, Brenda.
There's no right answer, Brenda.
Hello.
You do you.
Hello. I'm on Bradley's team 100%. Donuts are first. Muffins are second. And scones are third.
But, like, how far behind muffins are the scones, Brenda?
Not. And the muffins are second, scones are last.
Okay.
So muffins are very close. And I like the pistachio muffin from Dunn Brothers. Those are really good.
Okay, that sounds really good.
Kowalski's, they have a good pistachio muffin, too, that'll change your world.
Better than a donut. Yeah. Thank you for your call, Brenda.
Somehow it tastes like pistachio pudding. I don't know how they do that, but anyway,
I don't know a donut that can do that.
I mean, easily, like in its sleep, donuts can do circles literally around muffins. Dry. Nobody goes, oh, I hate a dry. I got to be careful with my words. A dry donut.
No,
but you talk about a dry muffin again. If you got to put butter on it,
donut.
If you got to put toppings on your things, it is a substandard product.
I think that's an invitation.
And also the thing with muffins.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, children. The thing with muffins is, do you actively seek out a muffin? A muffin is just a choice.
Like, oh, I have to, like, I'm trying to be healthy.
You're a muffin hater. What is healthy about a muffin?
There is nothing healthy about a muffin.
It's that
trying
fake
to be healthy with a muffin.
But you don't do that to a donut. A donut, you just walk up and you're like, you ain't pretending. I ain't pretending. Take your clothes off.
Let's get together.
Yeah, let's just do this. A muffin's like, oh, you're who I should want, but I'm going to enjoy it. I'll try. Scone is just like, no, I mean, that poor scone is dry. It's dry for a reason because it's been sitting there for a month because nobody's picking it up.
Who else do we have on the line?
Abby gets the last word.
Abby, lucky you. Who's correct here, Abby?
No, what are you?
Neither.
Oh.
Are you putting the scone first?
I'm voting the donut off the island. Bye-bye. And I'm going Danish muffin scone.
Oh, she's changing the rules.
Well, but she still has sense to put it before a muffin.
And then also, you guys are really freaking me out today because yesterday my phone gave me like a news article, right? And it was titled, Are We Living in a Simulation? And that's all you guys have been talking about. So there's that.
Mm. Oh, my God.
Welcome.
Well, you go find yourself a Danish and don't think too hard.
Thank you for your call. Here's the deal. I'm going to go ahead and say the Danish is the happy medium. That is like the muffin donut hybrid.
Get me started. Well, don't good, Danish.
Too late.
Too
late. Time.
Yeah, exactly.
Two problems really quickly with the Danish.
He's gonna go.
They're either too wet or too dry. Like it gets sloppy and sticky, or it just gets dry and unfulfilled.
Sounds about right. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show. Let's get the Gooper Scoopers together. This is sort of Gooper Scoopers adjacent, but it'll be interesting nevertheless after this on My Talk 107.1. Well, we've got some Gwyneth Paltrow news to share on the Colleen and Bradley show, My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. That was my fancy voice.
Very fancy.
Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hello, Donatar Superior.
But when we talk about Gwyneth Paltrow, we call ourselves the Gooper Scoopers.
Here come the Gooper Scoopers. They are gonna find you stuff that's dumb on Goop.
Goopa Scoopa, Goopa Scoopa.
That's just what they do.
Goopa Scoopa, Goopa Scoopa.
Cause there's always stupid stuff on Goop.
Oh my gosh. Did you listen to that podcast, The Shrink Next Door?
I did.
Oh my God, I love it.
It was so good.
Yeah, it was very good. It told the story of a psychiatrist. I always want to say psychiatrist in my head, but I don't. But I just did.
But then you did. So
I guess I do. Anyway, it tells the story of this really crazy, well, that's an odd adjective to apply in this story, but a very bizarre psychiatrist who essentially like puppet strings this guy's life, just like takes over this guy's life. Mm-hmm. Again, the word is crazy. I keep coming to it. It's a crazy story. Mm-hmm. It's full of it's roller coasters. Well, he apparently his name is Isaac Hirschkopf. Ike. Ike reportedly at one point treated Gwyneth Paltrow, and that's why we're talking about this in the context of a Gooper Stupor score.
Yep.
Gooper Stupor Scory.
Yep.
Or a Gooper Scooper Story.
All very appropriate.
There was a headline over at Page Six, and I went, whoa! Gwyneth Paltrow and Courtney Love's shrink has medical license revoked. So I'm like, what is this all about? Well, it turns out Dr. Isaac Hirschkopf, the subject of the podcast, The Shrink Next Door, had his license revoked finally. And this is I have to believe, in part directly related to, you know, the creator of this podcast shining light on this just absurd story. And it, you know, also makes me happy that somehow Gwyneth Paltrow is related so that we can, you know, create a Gooper Scooper segment out of it.
But that was actually one of the, it was an important part of the story, was how much this psychiatrist leaned on the celebrities he had treated and had pictures of them all over his house.
Yeah, he was very, very obsessed with celebrity culture and just surrounding himself with high profile people.
And the story, the piece that's so interesting about the story is that the real story is about how he was basically an opportunist and would take over the estates of people he was treating. And that at the end of when you get through the podcast, you think to yourself, well, what happened to this guy? And at the time when the podcast was released, you learned he was still able to practice because he still had his license. And that's why this is like huge news that it took how many years ago did that podcast come out?
Oh, it has to be like 2016, 2019. No, 2019.
Time is irrelevant.
Oh, my God. That seems like 3 years ago, but it was only two.
Yeah, well, the last 2 years have felt like
100.
Yeah. So
yeah,
time is not real.
So there was a 2 year investigation that led to his license getting revoked. He's 70 now. He was found guilty of 16 charges of professional misconduct, including negligence, moral unfitness, fraudulent practice, exercising undue influence. And Marty Markowitz was the sort of, you know, other main character in this story as told by the podcast. He told the New York Post, quote, "It's an unbelievable feeling. I'm happy and relieved." The guy who, Jonah Sarah, who did the podcast, he said, "Undue influence is what this case was really about. People came under his spell and did things for his benefit, not for theirs." Now, here's the cool thing. The cool thing is they were apparently filming an Apple Plus TV series about this story.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it says, I guess it's Paul Rudd, starring Paul Rudd and Will Ferrell.
Oh, that's going to be amazing.
I'm told, Markowitz said, I'm told the cast was celebrating. It's justice for me. What he did to me was unconscionable. Now he's going to pay the price to be humiliated by losing his medical license. Now he's going to be stopped. And it is no small thing. Again, if you've never listened to the podcast, even if you're waiting for the Apple Plus TV series to come out, go listen to it, because it is such a captivating listen. You won't believe what he gets away with, and you're like, how does this happen?
And it takes you on so many twists and turns.
Yeah.
Like, this is, that podcast, I feel like, scratched the itch that the S-Town podcast scratched. You know, there's a couple different podcasts that sort of break through, and this is one of them.
Well, and for good reason. Yeah. It also delivered in a way that that S-Town podcast never did, because the story was just, you know, never truly resolved. But this one, you know, you had a resolution because the weird stuff that was going on came to an end, and now, like, there's like even more of a happy ending, because he won't be able to do this to anybody else. It's Gwyneth so Paltrow bonkers. Has not commented. She's too busy with her eggs.
Yeah, the jade eggs. She's too busy pulling the wool over people's eyes to talk about the psychiatrist that she saw that pulled the wool over people's eyes.
Hey-oh!
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, we have got dumb people doing dumb things, crazy, stupid idiots coming at you after this on My Talk 107.1. Dumb people doing dumb things. We love to tell you about them on the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Traynor.
Well, hello there.
And these are your crazy, stupid idiots.
Well, then, I guess one could say that's a crazy, stupid idiot. Yeah! Colleen and Bradley present CSI. It stands for crazy, stupid idiots.
It sure does. Why? Well, because the world is full of crazy, stupid idiots. Dumb people doing dumb things repeatedly. Over and over again, oftentimes in the state of
Florida.
Florida.
Sometimes other places.
But like that's where? Not going to be true of our first story. What? We're going to Florida first.
Oh yeah!
Thank you. This is an unidentified driver in the city of Daytona Beach, Florida.
An unidentified driver.
Daytona Beach, by the way, don't they have like a racetrack there? Isn't it known for the
Daytona 500?
Yeah, some driving, right?
Yeah, people drive there.
Yeah, people be driving. Yeah. They're driving around.
Wow, making copies.
So this person who is unidentified was approaching a drawbridge in the Daytona area. And this was all caught on surveillance camera.
Okay.
This person was pulling up to the drawbridge on Monday of last week.
Yeah.
Just as the traffic arm. So I don't know if you've been over a drawbridge, but when they're ready to draw, a traffic arm goes down, and then you stop your car, and then you wait, and you go, well, it opens all the way up.
Usually you're like, hurry up.
Yeah, exactly.
Hurry up.
But, you know, it is an impressive feat of engineering, nevertheless.
Yeah.
Well, this driver was like, I don't think I'm going to wait. I'm not really in the mood.
Oh,
this
that's
driver
not going to end well.
Crashed. It did, though. That's part of the problem. This driver crashed through the arm of the drawbridge.
Oh, gosh.
And just as it was starting to draw open, the car jumped the separation, the gap. The car jumped the gap, and it landed on the other side.
Oh,
and then it
like
smashed through the other traffic.
Dukes of Hazzard style?
Completely.
Wow!
If you'd like to watch a video of it, I have supplied it. No, I have not. That was a lie.
So but you deny that.
I deny that I supplied it. However,
which means you did.
Which means I did. You're right. You can watch the video if you'd like. It is, you have to skip through. There's like an ad and it'll take like 20 seconds. It's like such a whole thing. But
nice try,
it is impressive nevertheless, but dumb. So don't do that.
Why would you even think about it? Because that's never like, like it had to be like a 16-year-old or
good
just
point.
A guy. It had to, first of all, it was a man. I'm just going to own that.
Thank you. I was going to say that, but then I didn't feel like I could.
Yeah.
But thank you for being the person to point that
out. As a carrier of the thing, I can say it seems like a person with a thing experience.
Yeah. Not very smart.
Like, ah, I'm going to do it. Do it.
Don't do it.
Or I guess it could have been like a, what's that movie called? Lucille.
Thelma and Louise.
Yeah, Thelma and Louise.
Lucille.
Yeah, but I don't,
Lucille and Karen.
That didn't really end well.
Mm-mm. No.
No.
That's, well, that's why I'm saying, like, I could, like, I don't know. You have either have to have, like, no, I just don't think your impulses are right if you're going to try to make that calculation.
Yeah, that judgment. I bet it felt great, though. Well, I mean, when you get to the other side and you're like, phew.
Who doesn't want to do that? Like, phew, phew.
Me. I don't want
to
do that.
I would do it if I knew that I was going to, like, make it to the other side.
No, thank you.
No, not gonna do it.
Not gonna do it.
Little Evil Knievel.
Or like Dumb Kadum. Nope.
No.
Sorry. That wasn't my best.
Evil Knievel or Dumb Kadum.
It's Monday. It's okay.
I mean, you know, gold star for you, honey.
Thanks. Thanks. That felt real. That felt genuine.
Well, most gold stars are.
Why don't you tell us who your crazy stupid idiot is?
All right, let's go to, where were we?
Florida, oh, Daytona Beach.
Daytona Beach, Florida. Now we're going to New York, specifically Long Island. Mm. And I want to tell you about a guy. He's 40 years old. He's from Long Island. His name is Jose Espinoza. And Mr. Espinoza was at the hospital for some reason. I don't know why. Probably don't need to know why. It's none of our business.
HIPAA laws prevent us from knowing.
Yeah, generally, and he wasn't revealing it. It's not germane.
Not important
to the story. However, this 40-year-old gentleman went to a local medical facility, and then upon leaving, he goes, "Oh crud, I forgot my stuff." Oh. So he called up and he said, "Hey guys, I forgot something," and they were like, "Sure, no problem. What is it?" Well, it's what he left behind. Emphasis on the behind that earned him crazy, stupid, idiot status.
Was it his pants?
Was it a Tim Horton?
He left his pants behind.
No, in fact, I kind of threw you off there. There's nothing to do with his behind.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you.
I just like to put emphasis on the behind when at all possible.
Okay. Okay, he didn't leave anything having to do with his behind. He left...
I mean, I guess it's possible that this was involved with his behind, but that's another story that I'm not comfortable having on this program. Mr. Espinoza left something behind.
I feel like it wasn't his pen.
It was not his pen.
Wallet?
Nope.
Phone?
I mean, if he left his phone behind, that would not be crazy, stupid, idiot status, people.
True, okay.
Drugs.
Thank you.
It had to have been drugs.
Thank you. He called and they were like, "Oh, what'd you leave behind?" He goes, "Lost property."
Oh.
Yeah, hey, he was right.
Yeah.
So property. He the lost employee it. Was like, "Sure, I'll check." Mm-hmm. Go through my stuff. Oh, here's some property. It's called cocaine. And they called police and he was arrested.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
So if you forgot something, best to just let it go.
Yeah, and if it's your cocaine, just leave it behind.
Yeah, you just gotta be like, well,
go get it yourself. Don't call. Right. Like, who right. calls hey, and says, hey, you got my cocaine?
Yeah, I think I left my coke there. Whoa, I don't see a can of anything. Oh, no, not that kind.
The kind you snort. Or, I don't know, you two were sitting on it earlier.
Excuse me, what?
Well, because I said...
I don't think either of us had any cocaine. But whatever.
When I was telling the story, you fool.
Oh, okay.
Because I said...
Behind.
Yeah, something about the behind. And then I said, well, we're not doing that unless he did. And if he did, we're not talking about it because I don't know how that works.
Are we ready to travel to a new destination?
Of course!
We're going to Poland. We're going like super international.
Let's
do it. We're going to Krakow, Poland.
Always wanted to go.
Well, I want to tell you about this story. It's delightful.
Okay.
And I'm going to have you click on it when I say the time is right. Okay.
Okay.
The time's
all right. I will not click until.
There were these people in the town of Krakow, Poland, who lived in a certain neighborhood, and they were very concerned about some wildlife in a tree that they were seeing outside their window.
Okay.
So they called the Krakow Animal Welfare Society, and they were like, "Hi, there is something hanging in a tree in our neighborhood. We're afraid to open our windows because we don't want it to come in. We don't know what it is. Ooh. It might be some sort of iguana, maybe, in a tree. And we're very concerned about it. I've never seen anything iguana like this. And I don't know how threatening it could be. I don't know if it'll eat my dog. I don't know. And so they came out and investigated it. And I want you to open up the... open it up now, please, and thank you. And I want you to see what's in the tree.
Okay. That's not dangerous.
It's not an iguana.
No, but it is superior to a muffin.
No, it's really not. It's a croissant.
I'm sorry, but I think croissant is better than a muffin.
It's a croissant in a tree. Somebody threw a croissant out their window.
And they thought it was dangerous?
To try to maybe to like feed the wildlife in the area. And the neighbors were like, there's some sort of killer iguana in the trees.
Okay, that doesn't even look like an iguana. And why would there be an iguana?
You know what it looks like. It looks like some sort of excrement. Let's be real.
Well, like, now we know where your mind is. Well, I don't know.
It's saying drink more water.
I would say also, like, did you put it in the oven? I mean, it's a nice blonde tan color.
Be the poo than an actual animal.
Yeah. Or even if you thought that was like, oh, what is. I would not think creature.
Maybe a gigantic slug. I mean, yeah. I don't see. I mean, but now that I know it's a croissant,
but I don't see croissant. Animal.
Yeah, you just poke it with a stick. Yes. Get it out of the tree.
Or like a hive of some sort. How about, right? Here's, you know that thing's going to be real crumbly.
Here's like a low stakes way to figure this out. Stare at it for about 2 minutes.
If it doesn't move.
If it's not moving, dead. It's probably fine. Mm-hmm. And then shake the tree and see what happens.
And then if it falls to the ground,
you get some butter.
You have 5 seconds before, you know, it's dirty enough. You can go ahead.
Speaking of, did you see that video of the thing that woman saw in Florida, like on her night cam or whatever, like go hopping, like running through her front yard. It looks like a dinosaur. And everybody's like, I think it's a dinosaur.
No.
Yeah.
Is that, you don't know?
I can find it.
I think I found it. A woman spots a baby dinosaur running through her yard.
I mean, it looks like something. I could not figure out what it was.
Oh, I thought you were going to close the loop and tell us what it actually was.
No, nobody knows.
Oh, it has like a...
It looks like it has a big tail.
Yeah, and it's like low to the ground.
And it's like...
All right, that's like a legit-seeming dinosaur.
That is a tiny dinosaur.
Yeah, it is not a croissant.
That's not a croissant.
No, because this thing is moving. If it were a croissant, it would just be...
Yeah, unless it's moving into my mouth.
Okay. But really, you're putting the croissant ahead of a muffin?
Oh, yeah.
Even a dry croissant?
Well, no. It's I'd have to write a report on that first. Because I don't think a bad croissant. It's tough, man, because bad croissant, bad muffin. I guess the benefit for the muffin is you would have something inside of it.
Yeah, there would be other elements to it.
Typically
speaking. A croissant is just a croissant.
Yeah, like, unless it's a pain au chocolat.
Yeah.
Or an almond croissant.
Yeah.
That's true. But those are really the only two options. I feel like you have more options with muffins.
You know what are really good, though, are those croissants that they have at the Cub where they just glaze them. So it's like a glazed croissant. Ooh.
I don't know these croissants.
Oh, my God. What?
Oh, that sounds really
They just take
good.
A croissant and dunk it in the icing.
I've never had that in my mouth.
It's going to... It really works.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show...
Crazy Stupid Donut Talk.
We have a game to play. That game is called The Throwback.
Live!
We'll do that after this on My Talk 107.1.